This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Russell with
we
us
do.
Today,
and we've
got
to thank Barbara, who did yes, the show solo today.
Thank you so much for Barbara with Three Chords and the Truth. And yes, she was by herself.
Yep.
I think it was somebody called in sick, so she was mad.
Well, that's her excuse. They probably had a big night last night.
Well, yes, exactly. I think, but yes, and obviously couldn't battle through with it. So anyway, we have in the studio with us Stephen A. Russell doing our movie reviews. Stephen, how are you today?
I feel like I'm also a noob today. I've run in without my notes, so we're gonna test how good my memory is. Now, obviously, it is Oscars Eve, so I'm absolutely beside myself of excitement to see what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, but, you know, like, aren't the awards shows so boring now that they're streaming? And I know why.
Yeah.
You know, like, well, yep. The rest of the world's not as lucky as we are.
No.
But, you know, it's going to be... You know, like all the rest of the awards have been so boring.
They really have, but the Oscars are doing something slightly different in that they've kind of really pushed back against the Zoom ceremony. So, as far as I understand, they aren't using Zoom at all.
Well, what are they doing?
How are they doing it then?
So, the way they've done it is, well, obviously, America is now fairly vaccinated, so there is going to be a completely socially distanced, ceremony in LA. They've also created one in London because there's quite a lot of English people up for
right,
awards.
Yep.
And I think one in Paris for the Europeans as
right,
well.
Right, okay.
So it's going to be interesting. They've not revealed any information. We don't really know how it's going to go.
Yep.
But look, I'll be getting a bottle of bubbles popped up tomorrow.
Okay. And who's hosting it? Is there one host or is it multiple?
They're doing the multiple again. I don't think they're ever really going to return to the one host.
Right,
it's going to be award hosts, you know, for each category.
Yeah, yeah.
They've revealed a few, you know, the usual celebrity overload, but it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. I tell you what, the first film we're going to talk about today is actually up for an Oscar.
Okay.
And I think it'll be one that you would quite dig, David. Mm-hmm. The story, at least. It's called The United States versus Billie Holiday. So it's a biopic, obviously, of the revered jazz singer and kind of political activist as well.
And was, you know, went to jail and everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. Strange fruit, you know. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think now. We think, you know, America's bad when we turn on the news at the moment, but the idea that the FBI, you know, absolutely persecuted this woman for having the audacity to sing about lynchings and the horror that was inflicted on African Americans, and she would, you know, she refused to bow down. She kept singing it. She'd get arrested. She'd end up in jail. They kept trying to. She did have a drug addiction, but they also kept trying to frame her by, you know, planting drugs on her.
Oh, okay, right.
They had spies. You know, I mean. So,
this is one of many movies that, you know, like, of course, Diana Ross played her years ago as well, but so many people have, I reckon there's probably 10 movies or TV movies on her.
Yeah.
So quite astounding.
I mean, what a figure. And also, I mean, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about Judas and the Black Messiah. You know, it's that same, there's such a, horrendous stories of the FBI coercing African Americans basically for excellence because they didn't want them to rise. But look,
so sad.
Singer Andra Day is up for Best Actress for playing Billy, and my goodness, what a performance! Like she absolutely disappears into the role, David. It's like she's been, swigging bourbon and smoking 40 a day.
Yeah,
and she's got that kind of.
And is she doing the vocals herself, or
100%?
Okay,
like, it is so good that I actually wondered afterwards whether they used Billy or not. And I looked it up, but she did it all entirely herself.
Well, that's good because there's nothing worse than when it's a singer, and it's not
and
the person singing, and that's why you've got to admire Lady Gaga when she did the film. She said, "I want to make sure we sing everything live," and Bradley Cooper said, "Okay,
great,"
and it was so nice to hear it, wasn't it?
Well, look, Andra Day is mesmeric. She absolutely deserves to be up in that category.
Okay.
You also, Moonlight star Trevante Rhodes, who, you know, beautiful queer film that won Best Picture a few years back, he plays one of the FBI agents who's kind of a double agent. You know, he tries to entrap her, but then he kind of falls for her.
Okay.
Now, look, she is amazing. He's great too. The film is not brilliant around them. It's directed by Lee Daniels, who did two really great films that I love, Precious with Mariah Carey and Monique, and he did The Paperboy with Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron and Matt McConaughey.
Nicole Kidman.
We're not going into this.
We're not opening that one up.
Put that back in the box.
Another time.
I know. But look, Lee Daniels, he's just done it very soapy. It's very bitty. And sometimes I think the problem with biopics is when you try and do the span of a life of someone like this, you kind of hobble yourself a wee bit by being all over the place.
Sometimes instead of picking a moment.
Pick a moment.
Time.
Do you know what I mean? I think the best biopics are a bit more focused on a pivotal moment in someone's life. So look, I mean, it is absolutely worth going for Andra's performance.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 3.5. I would like to give it more. The film's not great. She deserves 5 stars.
Right.
And she's a bit of a favourite for the getting the gong, isn't she?
Well, I feel like this is actually the most open category.
Oh, really? Okay.
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I have a suspicion Frances McDormand might get it.
Well, she's
Nomadland.
Won everything else, hasn't she?
She's won a lot. But, you know, sometimes the Oscars do a little last-minute surprise. So we'll find out. Now, I'm going to jump on to another film opening. So that's open now, the United States versus Billie Holiday. First Cow is out next week. Now, this is one of my absolute favourites. This is 5 stars for me. I'm just going to get it straight away.
And what's it called again?
First Cow.
Now, as in a moo cow.
As in a moo cow.
I just love the name.
It's like, just buy a ticket on that alone. That's all you need. 5 stars, go along. Look, Kelly Reichardt is one of my absolute favourite directors working in America. She's not a household name, and that is an absolute crime. Like, she's absolutely up there, as far as I'm concerned, with the greats like Scorsese or whoever, you know. So what this film is, she makes really gentle, slow films about human connection and about nature. And so this is set in Oregon, right at the start of colonization of America, on the river, beaver trade. And John McGarrel, who was in Orange is the New Black, is this really gentle cook who's not really suited to the life of, you know, fur trappers and their kind of murdery. And so he stumbles upon Australian actor Orion Lee, who is magnificent, and he plays a Chinese prospector who's run into trouble, and he finds him naked and shivering and starving in the forest, and they kind of get this really cool buddy relationship, and they kind of set up home together. Now, it's not queer.
Oh.
It's kind of more platonic now.
Oh,
but
I feel
like you can read in whatever you want, whether they're like or not. But look, so the gist of it is, Toby Jones from Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy plays a supercilious British overseer who has literally had a cow shipped in down the river so he can have his tea in the morning. And what these two... I know, it's just brilliant. And what these two boys do is they decide that every night they're going to steal milk from the cow, that they make cakes to sell in the outpost. And so they've got this little hustle. And honestly, I won't say any more, but it's beautiful.
Oh, cool.
And Kelly Reichardt is just one of those filmmakers who just gets humanity and puts it on the screen, and it glows. Absolutely adore it.
Okay.
5 stars. First Cow, out on Thursday.
All right.
Now, Eddie Izzard, comedian, actor, marathon runner.
Marathon runner.
I know. Like, not just one. Like, she did this challenge where she ran something like 35 in a month.
Mm.
So, you know, she's out and proud trans, female, you know, pronouns. And she has co-written and stars in a World War II thriller called 6 Minutes to Midnight. And it's essentially just before World War II. And now, this is based on a true story, David, that I cannot believe. So there was a German finishing school for young girls.
Ah, yes.
On the coast of England.
Yes, yes.
And most of the Nazi high command's, you know, daughters, goddaughters, nieces, whatever, went to this school.
Mm.
So when war is about to break out, there's a big hoo-ha about, you know, having these German girls listen to the radio, Sieg Heiling.
Yep.
it's full on. So she, Eddie, plays a teacher who goes to, you know, to teach there, but then kind of gets embroiled in whether or not he's involved in some kind of suspicious Nazi spy work in the background. So Dame Judi Dench plays the headmistress of the school, which, you know, I just love to see her. There's also Jim Broadbent is in it too. It's kind of like a who's who of, you know, British cinema.
Yep.
And it's fun. It's really fun. It doesn't quite ratchet up the tension as much as it needs to. Like, it's a bit gentle when you probably don't want it to be as gentle.
Mm.
But, look, Eddie, she's an incredible, charismatic person, and she does get to run a lot in the film as well.
Oh, no. Funny about that. So how many stars?
Look, I'm probably going to give it 3, 3.5. It's okay. The sort of film you take your mum.
Right.
It's kind of like a Sunday afternoon film.
Yep. You know.
Do we have time to squish
sure.
in one more?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, look, this is a film that you will not want to hear anything about, so feel free.
Yeah, it's Nicole Kidman in it.
It's a horror, right?
It's a horror. Yeah. Kind of.
Oh, I don't mind horror.
It's not really a horror.
Action ones that I
don't like. It's action.
Oh, okay. He's not very good at those ones.
And I'm going to make it even worse now. It's also a computer game film.
Okay.
So this is Mortal Kombat. Now, this is one of the world's, you know, most famous beat-em-ups, and it's kind of renowned for being hyper violent, and, you know, like, you can play the game and rip people's spines out and all, you know, delightful stuff.
Yeah, I must be, I'm a David on this one, I think.
Well, look, all I'm going to say about this film is, first of all, it's the second or third or fourth time, I think, someone's tried to turn it, and computer game films just never work. Like, I can't think of a single one.
What do you mean by computer games? It's
animated,
famous
computer game. No, it's live action. It's live action, inspired by, right, okay. Yeah. Now, look, it's one of those films where if you're going to have a kind of underworld trying to take over Earth, and they have to fight champions and all sorts of carry on and silly monsters and, you know, people ripping each other's heads off and so on, you just can't take that stuff seriously, right?
No,
the only way to do it is to lean into the ridiculousness of it and be really calm. Unfortunately, as is the way of a lot of these modern, you know, action films, it takes itself way too seriously.
Okay.
However, what I am going to say is that there is one silver lining to an otherwise ordinary film, and that is, randomly, Australian actor and filmmaker Josh Lawson, who was last known for doing rom-com Long Story Short, and this does not seem like similar territory whatsoever, but he plays one of the fighters, Kano. And I don't know who came up with this idea or whether he was, like, going off script the whole time or what, but he plays him as a foul-mouthed Aussie Bogan.
Right.
And it is absolute gold.
Oh,
he just
good.
Swears in Aussie the whole time, and he's having a hoot, and you can tell that he's the only person who understands how a film like this works. And he's an absolute treasure in it.
Cool.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, I went in going, why is Josh Lawson in this film? he ended up being the best thing about it by a country mile.
Right.
Wow, okay.
So on his shoulders alone, I'm going to give it 3 stars.
Okay.
But look, if you want to see spines and gore and goo, this is the film for you.
Stephen A. Russell, thank you so much. We won't see you at the cinema because I don't go anymore. But but I always like, I read and know so much about cinemas.
You do. I mean, you don't see reviews, but you know about almost every single one that's released.
Yeah, I do. I read the reviews all the time. Or, you know, like,
I go there, David, so you don't have to.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much, Stephen. Bye-bye. We'll speak to Stephen in 2 weeks' time. So.
Maybe down in St Kilda at the new Prize Centre. We think we might be there. We're waiting to hear
more news about that one.
Don't tease a boy.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Stephen. You listen to Joy 94.9 Sunday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.